The space density of ultra-luminous QSOs at the end of reionization epoch by the QUBRICS survey and the AGN contribution to the hydrogen ionizing background, by Agrazian et al. Motivated by evidences favoring a rapid and late hydrogen reionization process completing at Z approximately 5.2 to 5.5 and mainly driven by rare and luminous sources, we have reassessed the estimate of the space density of ultra-luminous QSOs at Z-5 in the framework of the QUBRICS survey. A approximately 90% complete sample of 14 spectroscopically confirmed QSOs at M14503. Adopting our Z-4 QSO luminosity function and applying a mild density evolution in redshift, a photoionization rate of gamma HI equals 0.46 plus 0.17 to 0.09 × 10⁻²⁻¹⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻⁻ 70% and a steep faint end slope of the AGN luminosity function. The derived photoionization rate is approximately 50 to 100% of the ionizing background measured at the end of the reionization epoch, suggesting that AGNs could play an important role in the cosmological reionization process. This was the space density of ultra-luminous QSOs at the end of reionization epoch by the QUBR-ICS survey and the AGN contribution to the hydrogen ionizing background, by Agrazian et al.